Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of lucid dreams and OBEs without using any visualizations. Here in part 3, we're about to find out how to use the stop, drop, and roll sleep command to get the body to ask for permission to fall asleep, and then giving it the yes command to tell it to fall asleep. In the last section, we found that sleep paralysis is most likely when you wake up and fall asleep again without moving at all. So to do that, you need a way to fall asleep quickly and reliably. The question is, how do you do that? The key is in the principle of mind-body independence. Mind-body independence means that your mind and body never know precisely what the other is doing. For instance, your body is growing hair, transcribing DNA, digesting food, making blood cells, and regenerating tissue all at the same time. Your mind is mostly unaware of all of these things. If you had to think about each one, you'd never get anything done. This is mind-body independence. Mind-body independence also works the other way. When your mind falls asleep, your body never really knows completely for sure what has happened and if your mind is really asleep or not. So how does your body know when to enter sleep paralysis? The key is that even though the mind and body act independently, they still communicate using a language. By learning the words in this language, you can talk to your body biologically to make it fall asleep when you want it to. The first word in this language is called the rollover signal. When your body has been very still and relaxed for a long period, your body starts to wonder if maybe the mind has fallen asleep. It would be a very serious mistake if the body went to sleep too early. So the body sends a test signal to the mind. This test signal feels like a strong urge to roll over. If the mind is asleep, then the mind does not respond, and the body decides that the mind is really asleep and shuts down. If the mind does respond to the rollover signal and you move, then the body knows that the mind is still awake and does not fall asleep. So this is a major mistake that you need to avoid. Never respond to the body's rollover signal because that sends a message to stay awake rather than fall asleep. This can be very difficult because the signal can become so strong that it's excruciatingly painful. You can visualize the way this works with the two dotted arrows on this chart. As you become more relaxed, the blue dotted line gets lower and lower. At the same time, the red dotted line represents the strength of the rollover signal that the body sends out, which grows and grows. When these two lines meet, the body decides to enter sleep paralysis and shuts down. So the question is, what can you do to improve this? There are four types of rollover signals that you'll encounter. The first type is the fast relax case. This happens when you relax quickly and deeply, and the body decides to just go ahead and paralyze without sending much of a rollover signal, if any. This is a good case to have because it happens very quickly. The second type is the opposite case. If you're tense but stay still long enough, and if the body is tired enough, the rollover signal builds and builds until it becomes very painful and extremely hard to ignore. However, if you're too tense, the body won't paralyze no matter how long you've been still. This is called a signal swell. The third type is called an urge surge, which is a very useful case. In an urge surge, the body sends out a strong signal out of nowhere. If you're able to resist the signal for 3 or 4 seconds, the body ends the surge and paralyzes all at once. If you're not relaxed enough, this will probably result in only partial sleep paralysis, which is not ideal. We'll cover ways to transform partial sleep paralysis into a successful exit in Lucidology 102. Finally, the fourth type of rollover signal is called a quick switch. If sleep paralysis is the holy grail for new OBEs, the quick switch signal is the holy grail of urge surges. It happens quickly and rewards you with a nice, deep sleep paralysis almost instantly. It's also a very unmistakable feeling, which is extremely useful because it lets you know what's going on. This usually happens in one of two cases. First, when the body is really tired and wants to go to sleep right now. Second, when the body was very recently asleep and is deeply relaxed. In order to make those cases more likely, you need a way to bring on the roll signal as fast as possible. So how do you do that? The trick is to use the right body position. The body position that brings on the roll signal faster than any other position is to simply lay flat on your back with your arms at your side. When you lay with your arms at your side, you will likely be tempted to place your hands on your stomach or cross your ankles. This is a veiled form of the rollover signal. If you get that sensation, it means you're on the right track. Just make sure not to give in. Keep your arms at your side and your ankles slightly separated. Using this simple bit of information, we can eradicate the single biggest cause of insomnia, the toss and turn syndrome. When you toss and turn in bed, what you're doing is resetting the body's internal sleep timer each time you roll over. The body is trying to go to sleep by sending you a rollover test signal, but you keep telling it not to sleep when you move. So you end up stuck in a toss and turn loop and never get to sleep. This results in insomnia. So you may be thinking, is that it? You just lay there? Not quite. There are a few things you can do to actively speed things up to tell your body to fall asleep. What we do is add body positions right after the hands at your side position. The first position is to lay with your hands above your head. The final position is where you roll over and then fall asleep in that position. We choose these positions very carefully so that when you move from one step to the next, you release the maximum amount of tension possible. This way, instead of haphazardly releasing small amounts of tension by tossing and turning over and over, you release it all in exactly two calculated big chunks and get it over with all at once. Here's what's happening at each step. The first step is the stop or relax step. In this step, you have your arms above your head and you relax as deeply as you can. Once you feel you've relaxed as far as you can, then drop your arms down to your side, which releases all the shoulder tension that you couldn't get rid of from just laying there. Next is the drop or ask step. When you drop your arms down to your side and relax, your body will start to seriously consider that maybe the mind is asking it to fall asleep. This position will make you want to roll over, which is what you want. The stronger the rollover signal, the more the body is asking for permission to fall asleep. If you get to a point where you feel like it's plateaued, slowly roll over, which puts you in step 3. In the roll or yes step, you tell the body, yes, it's time to fall asleep. Simply roll over and then don't move until you're asleep. Your goal is not to move again the rest of the night. Now, the sneaky thing is that the rollover signal changes based on how you're laying, and that may trick you into moving. The rollover signal when you're on your back tends to center in your chest. However, the rollover signal when you're on your side tends to make you want to move your legs. Don't fall for that. Don't bend them or straighten them or anything. Keep your legs perfectly still. The urge to move your legs is actually a disguised form of the rollover signal, so you must resist it at all costs. There's one last very powerful trick in reserve that you can use when you have a really hard time falling asleep. The key is to build up a super strong rollover signal before even getting into bed. Rather than trying to fall asleep in your bed, lay down on the floor next to your bed and relax. This is unpleasant, and after forcing yourself to lay there perfectly still for 10 or 15 minutes, when you finally do allow yourself back into bed, your body will be so grateful that it will grab the chance to fall asleep as quickly as it can. In extreme cases, you can even lay on uncarpeted floor, such as in your kitchen, which will build up the rollover signal very quickly. In the next section, we'll cover 5 more powerful sleep commands that you can use to trick your body into falling asleep while you keep your mind awake to have OBEs. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. These are just some of the books that I read in the search for fast OBE inductions. Unfortunately, I didn't find much in them that worked, so I developed my own techniques. In your Explorers Kit, I've given you all my best secrets, which took me years to figure out. That way, you can benefit from all my trial and error and get right to the point and have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. A lot of times, it only takes a tiny tweak to clear out those stumbling blocks and get people over the hump to start having speedy progress. So in your kit, you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled, The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to Have Your First OBEs and Lucid Dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, A lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Plus, you'll find out how you can get access to the private Lucidology members forum, where you can ask questions and get expert advice from people who have successfully used these tricks. And you'll find out how you can get Lucidology 102, which shows you my most powerful OBE exit visualizations that you can use to have 5, 10, or even 20 OBEs in a single session. With the Lucidology 102 tricks, you can start averaging an OBE or more per day and have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to lucidology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.